Muller asked, "You ever hear of the Custer Hill Club?"
"No."
"Why?"
"That's where I'm going this weekend."
"Have a good time," I said.
"They're a bunch of rich, right-wing loonies who have this hunting lodge upstate. Don't bring me any venison, Harry. No dead birds either." I got up from my desk and walked to the coffee bar. On the wall above the coffee urns were Justice Department wanted posters featuring mostly Muslim gentlemen, including the number one scumbag, Osama bin Laden. Also included in the nearly two dozen posters was a Libyan named Assad Khalil, aka the Lion. I didn't need to memorize this man's photo. I knew his face as well as my own, though I'd never formally met him. My brief association with Mr. Khalil occurred about 2 years ago when I was stalking him, and as it turned out, he was stalking me. He escaped, and I got away with a grazing wound. And, as the Arabs would probably say, it is destined that we meet again to settle our fates. I look forward to that. I drained the dregs of the coffee into a styrofoam cup and scanned a copy of the New York Times lying on the counter. The headline for today, Friday, October 11th, 2002, read, "Congress authorized